I was angry, I drank. If I was happy, I drank. Bored or excited, elated or depressed, I drank. Here is a man telling me that, independent of my life situation, I did not have to drink. If I stuck with AA, I could stay sober under any and all conditions. He gave me hope, and in many ways, he symbolized the door through which I finally walked into Alcoholics Anonymous. I began to change. I began to pray. I became actively involved in working the steps. I had previously dismissed them as the tools of mental inferiors. Now, I embraced them as the rungs on the ladder to salvation. I began working with a sponsor and became active in my home group. I did not understand how making coffee or cleaning up after meetings could have anything to do with staying sober, but older members told me that service would keep me sober, so I tried it. It worked. My life began to change. Just before my first anniversary, I was readmitted to my college. I arrived back on campus terrified. All I had known there was drinking. How was I ever going to stay sober under these conditions? The answer was simple. I threw myself into AA. Some very loving people took me under their wings. I had the opportunity to perform a fair amount of 12-step work with other students. And by the time I graduated, there was a thriving AA community at that school. After graduation, I attended law school. I arrived to find an AA that was very different from that to which I had grown accustomed. I was sure I would get drunk because those people weren't doing it right. My sponsor, back at college, aware of my propensity for finding fault, assured me that if my new friends were